Welcome to the Sneaker Podcast, a show where a bunch of guys sit around a table to talk life, lifestyle, music, and all things sneakers. So sit back, turn it up, and let's go.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Sneaker Podcast. It's episode 16, season 2. I'm Mike D, alongside my boy Alex. What up, Alex?
Hey, guys. It's your boy. Let's go.
We also got Cherry in the house. What up, Cherry?
Hey, guys. It's your girl.
whoa. And ladies and gentlemen, he is back. What's up, guys? Clothes in the house.
Yeah.
What's up, dude? You good?
Yeah, happy to be back.
He's checking out some stuff on his cell phone there.
Everybody's been missing that. What's up, guys?
Everyone. It's not the same without you here, man.
No.
Not the same.
It's been weird.
It has been weird.
I mean, it's been good, but it's been different.
It's
been way too long.
Yeah, honestly.
Well, dude. It's like, what, a month?
Yeah.
It's been,
if not longer.
It feels like it's been longer, but it might have been a month.
Yeah.
Three weeks? 4 weeks.
Anyway, way too long.
Yeah.
I'm back.
We're also missing Mr. Christopher Chu.
Oh, he's enjoying
the sun with the family. Oh, well-deserved vacation, Mr. For Chu.
Yo, I'm kind of jealous. He's sitting on a beach right now.
Probably.
Yo, the kids are probably loving that too.
Yeah.
Man.
And I'm low-key nervous.
About what?
About when he comes back and he listens to the pod.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's going to like
you guys
it.
Messed it up.
No. He always has like good feedback. So like I'm excited to see what he thinks about us.
Listen to it. Like, let me hear what
No, but he always has something good to say.
Yeah, of course.
It's constructive.
Exactly. He always gives constructive criticism no matter what. He always wants to make someone better.
You think he's going to listen to it on Saturday?
Yeah. What's up?
Do you think he's going to listen to it on vacation?
No, he's actually...
Going unplugged?
Unplugged for a week. That's nuts. It's so sick.
It feels good.
Dude, I wish I could do that.
He's going to check his thing at night once every night.
Yes, but not on the regular Wi-Fi side. Like, he's going to open his phone just to see if there are any, like,
missed calls. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, SMS, like, shit that we don't send
anymore.
That's good. Yeah. SMS. What's that?
SMS.
People need to do that and just, like, detox your...
That's so sick. Yeah. For real. It's amazing.
I think it's great.
It's good.
I'm happy for him. It's well-deserved.
Yeah. It is well-deserved. Yeah. It's nice to disconnect for a while.
Yeah, you need to sometimes.
Well, Chloe's been disconnecting for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But before we get into all that, let's talk about what we wore on feet today. Chloe, since you're back, I'll give you the honors first.
Well, what's on feet? It's been, honestly, the past month I've been wearing the same shit on feet.
Really?
And it's been money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
V1, all white, Ultra Boost.
You mean all beige?
Now they're beige. They're creamish.
Really?
Those are white?
Yeah.
You're joking.
They're awesome.
Those are supposed to be white with pink laces?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought those were gray. No, those are gray now.
Destroyed.
But they look dope gray like that.
Yeah, they look really good.
And you probably put them in the washer like 20 times.
I haven't done it in
You're trying to tell me those were crispy white when you got them.
Yeah.
Woo, they look like a nice light cement gray now.
They're really, really mashed up.
Can you tell that he's been wearing them for a month?
But that's so cool. Like, I love
that. If you smell them,
I'm good. Thank you for the offer.
So they're officially cut the grass
shit. Pass.
I actually cut the grass with them shits.
Amazing.
I did. Yo. I did.
Wow. Those are so nice. Ago.
Beautiful. You got them Boost Vibe laces in there, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It looks super good.
Yo. Shout out to Boost Vibes. Alex, what'd you wear on feet today, my friend?
Okay. Ectiest. Says it too. Ectiest.
Ectiest?
Like hectic.
Oh, the most hectic?
Yeah.
Okay.
The most hectic day. We'll say it like this.
Oh, there you go. Hectiest.
I'm trying to create some words,
you know? I like
that, though.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike.
Day of forever. I had some City Sox 2 Ronin on.
Ooh.
For most of my day because it's super warm in Montreal and I had like to run around and drive around everywhere picking up a new lens for my camera, driving to my boy to meet for some stuff and then met up with some people to get some clothes and then I had a corporate gig in a school. I was giving like a dance show in the workshop.
Very cool.
So City Sox 2 Ronin for most of the day, and then I threw on some ZX 8000 to dance, and then tonight when I came back home to shower before Chloe picked me up, I was like, you know what? like, I don't care. Tonight, I am wearing slides.
Yo. Yes,
so tonight, I'm wearing Xeno Adilettes.
They're dope.
They're really nice. Dope. White Adilette slides with some Xeno stripes. Feels Cibo? Really...
Them Xeno stripes.
Yeah, actually it's really warm in Montreal, so... What's
up? I wore golf shoes today.
Did you? Oh, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
I just want to say to all men, though, if you're wearing slides, just make sure your feet look kind of okay, too, you know? Some guys
my feet are.
Yeah, that's. You're I looked good? At them. I look... Did we you? Look, well, yeah.
You got some nice feet, man.
Yeah, thanks, you bro. Got it. You can't just... Some... I know guys complain about women and their feet, but please, men, we don't want to see no...
Yeah, but I like to think that women put their feet through a lot more, you know.
But I'm saying if you're wearing slides, guy or girl,
yeah,
you handle your business.
Yeah, fix your shit.
You know?
Fix your shit.
Yeah. It's like in the States. You remember when I told you guys
yeah,
when
yeah.
I went to the States?
Yeah.
They wear socks with their slides.
Yeah.
It's because their shit's fucked up.
That's what I'm saying. I'll be honest with you. I'm wearing socks right now because my pedicure is not done.
No, but it's a steez.
Yeah.
But yeah. Wearing socks and slides that we've discussed about this.
Yeah,
even with Melissa, we've discussed. Like, it's a style.
In a style.
It's a basketball style. That's
basketball
what we're
style.
Trying to say. That if you're doing it, I'm in the house. Okay, so you missed this.
Whoa. No. If it's like,
auntie,
blah, 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 like,
yeah.
And daddy, uncle, whatever, 40-something, unstylished, going to grocery shop, that I'm not down.
Yeah.
But if it's like you're a baller or you're someone that actually like has a sense of fashion and you're wearing like slides...
You could pull it off.
There's a way to pull it off. That's what we're trying to discuss.
Well, you're pulling it off with those tribe socks.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. The tribe socks.
Tribe socks.
You know?
Puma Fenty.
Yeah. So on my feet today, are we at me now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So.
You had quite the day, though.
Well, I had a day off. I just enjoyed and chilled, you know? I walked up to Mount Royal because it's Montreal's 375th anniversary.
Yo, shout out to MTL.
Shout out. Yeah, so it's Montreal's birthday today, which is really cool. So I was like, I need to do something Montreal-ish. So I walked up to the mountain, did a nice little exercise, and I wore my Flyknit Lunars. Those are the Multis, right? They're called the Multis? The
green I think so, yeah.
One. Yeah, yes. Anyways, Flyknit Lunar Multis, so comfortable. And did my little walk up to Mount Royal, took some pictures, and that's it. And then I came home and switched into my socks and slides.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I can't wait for the next Rihanna slides. You've seen those clear bubble ones? They're like transparent.
There's bubbles?
Yeah, it's called, I think it's called the
like
bubble
Vapor Max
slide
bubbles?
Or something. It's like a clear, Vapor it's Max-ish. A completely clear slide. Like it's transparent. It says Puma on top. Those are the next slides. But nice. I think it's a little ridiculous that I am spending $90 a pop on these slides.
Definitely ridiculous.
That kind of I don't crazy. Even wear outside. I'm wearing them inside,
that's
but
not
I
bad.
Just feel cool.
People spend much more on like Gucci and shit like that.
Yeah.
Did they come with a nice box?
The box is very nice and a little bag, which I never use, but you know.
That's cool though.
Cool.
Yeah,
that's
I'm
really
addicted
cool.
to these slides, so she's got me. It's working on
nice.
Me.
Nice.
Very dope.
Très dope.
Very dope. Très dope.
Très dope. Chloe, what did you wear?
I already told you.
Oh yeah, whoops.
But he also, you know, because he was saying that he went golfing today.
Oh, I wore more Boosts. I wore Adidas Boosts.
Nice.
Golf shoes.
Yo, those must be so nice to play in.
They're my favorite golf shoes. Straight out. I have like two pairs of Tiger Woods shoes, and I'm sorry, but
have you seen the new Jordan golf stuff?
I actually can never get my hands on it. It sells out so quick,
eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I saw a pair of Jordan 13s that were turned into a pair of golf shoes.
It's pretty cool.
Those are pretty cool.
Yeah,
but we were looking at those ones not long ago.
So I think they look cool, but performance wise, it's just not there. Well, not like these Boost Adidas. They put so much work into it, like as like the tech and everything. It's
but
when you tie your laces, everything's on point with the sock in it.
I think it'd be very warm to wear, especially like the Jordan 1.
Yeah, you'd be sweating in that.
Yeah, it'd be super sweaty. But and you'd have some stinky feet after that. Yeah.
I do want to try the Flyknit Chukas.
Yes, those look dope.
I want to try those golf shoes.
Those are really nice.
But maybe you guys don't know. You haven't seen it. Maybe there's tech in it that makes it...
breathable?
Okay. I would assume so.
Maybe.
If they're making
very
a
possible.
New...
Yeah.
I'm sure. That would be ridiculous.
I think Chloe and I were both looking at the Chicago colorway of the Jordan 1 golf shoe.
I saw that. That's cool.
Yeah. It was gone like
sold
that.
Out.
That's fresh.
But the white one was there
and
for a while.
Went on and my size was gone.
It's too bad.
Yeah.
That's too bad. What I wore on feet today, I wore a pair of Adidas Tubular Runner Prime Knits.
Yes,
that I actually uncaged myself. Shout out to Hez Kicks for giving me the inspiration to do that.
This was the first shoe you were wearing the first time we met at
really?
Pro Brasseur. Yeah.
Wow. That's
like before the pod started.
Is that
started.
Them right there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cute.
They look good on Cage.
There was a gray colorway in the black.
See, the gray I've been trying to track down for a while. So yeah. If anyone's got a hint on a gray 9.5, let me know.
You change your size now?
Hey, I fit. Like, I tried on the 10.5 and I tried on a 10. Bro. They're made really big.
They are. And they're prime knit. So.
And it's like the really tough prime knit.
Yeah.
Which I really, really like. It's not like dope. Super soft.
Yeah. They sold super well, these guys.
Yeah.
So you and Cage those motherfuckers?
Yes, I did.
And you put lace, you poke holes? And
so
then you put lace?
When I was poking the holes, I had to use a soldering gun or a soldering iron because when you get the shoe, there's only, I think, 2 holes poked in it, and then it goes through the cage that was sewn into it. So what I did was I grabbed the soldering gun or soldering iron that I had. Well, the thing is, use the soldering gun because...
You would have used a cigarette.
It'll cigarette would have been funny. It cauterizes the prime knit so it doesn't come undone. Which is super cool. So yeah, it kind of just melts it perfectly into a nice circle.
Nice.
No. Very nice.
It's funny because I've seen, they were at my store for a while and then I've seen you uncage them and now I can't picture them with a cage. I don't even know what it looks like
really?
Anymore with a cage. Yeah, so.
I think I might actually still have the cage in the box.
Really?
Yeah. I think I kept it for some reason. Yeah.
They look really good.
They look really, really good.
See, back when I was first getting into sneakers, and that was like my, hey, I don't want to buy a Yeezy right now. I can't get my hands on a Yeezy. I'm going to make my own kind of Yeezy.
That's cool, man. Yo, your own
the laces.
Fine.
What about them?
Are they comfortable on the inside of the shoe?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even notice them. I don't even notice. They weren't, the Prime Knit wears in really nice.
Yeah.
It's tough stuff, so it's really cool. The sole's a little bit hard,
yeah.
You know, than what I'm used to.
Yeah.
But it was something to get used to. But yo, turned out great. It looks great. I love them.
It looks really good.
Nice, man.
But the midsole gets dirty really quick. It's like that cream.
Yeah.
And it attracts dirt like crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty much it. Anyways, let's get into what's going on in the world of sneakers these days. Cherry, you might be able to tell us more than anyone. There's a crazy, I don't want to say a crazy pack or anything like that, but we got the macaroon pack of the Flyknit Racer coming out. Have you seen those?
No.
No?
No.
Yo, they're like pastel kind of looking, like Easter looking.
Oh, yes, I did see them, but not in person.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. I imagine you'll see them soon enough.
Yeah, I hope so.
And
love
also,
I'm excited for the Air Max, the gold, but
the
we're not getting
golds.
We're not getting them.
No,
and
are they called gold bullets?
Oh, that's actually really cool. What are they called? Gold.
They're called metallic gold.
Metallic gold. Yeah.
So basically, they're coming out in an Air Max 95, an Air Max 97, and I think they're coming out in a Air Max Zero.
Those are
also.
So. Fire.
Oh, and the Air Max.
So Plus. Only Foot Action, I believe, is getting them in Toronto.
Oh, yo,
damn.
So do you think that sucks. With Foot Action coming to Canada and it being the only Foot Action, they're going to get like a lot of the like exclusive stuff because they are the only store in Canada?
So Foot Action is the boutique of the. It's like a boutique Foot Locker.
That's
right?
Exactly what it is.
So it's like a in the if it's like a pyramid, you would say Foot Action would be on the top of the pyramid for more tastemaker, more. You know, fashion forward, whatever. So anything that's limited, it'll go to a Foot Action door before a Foot Locker.
Okay.
So boutiques, if it's anything that boutique doors will have, like for example, in Montreal, maybe like OTH or something.
Okay.
A Foot Action would be the equivalent on our side.
All right.
So I'm really, really upset. Because shoe is everything.
It's so nice.
Maybe someone listening.
Yeah.
We'll hear this message.
And you'll get a package in the mail.
And I'll get something. Because, whew.
That's
that
awesome.
Gold, yeah.
I can't rock gold.
You can't rock gold?
No.
Yeah, but you're a big fan of the Silver Bullet, right?
Yeah.
But you couldn't do the gold version.
I can't do gold, period.
Really? Now,
okay,
Ivan Steen.
Sorry.
I'm Indian.
School
man.
Me 2 seconds.
Go ahead.
Is the Silver Bullet, is it the name of the colorway? Or it's
the
it's
colorway.
Name of
the
shoe?
Colorway.
Okay,
the
okay,
colorway
okay.
Is Silver Bullet.
Okay.
So the metallic gold is like the gold version of that same shoe.
So it's a 97, but...
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Air Max
97. I've seen pictures, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Avu, admit that
no,
it's
fire.
Fire.
I'm sure it would look good on you.
Thanks.
You're like,
match
hey,
all
what?
My jewelry.
That's true. I didn't even think about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, man. My gold. Love that.
Does
gold.
It have and the 3M hits like the Silver Bullet did?
I think so. Not sure.
Club, do you know?
No, I don't know. But I agree. I think the gold suits you really good.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Yeah. Aw, let's hope I get it.
Okay, something super excited is coming out this weekend.
I think I know what you're talking
yeah?
about.
Yeah?
Okay. I think so. No, go ahead.
Okay, so I'm just kinda stuck. there are... Oh my God, there's so much stuff going on this Saturday.
A lot of...
Okay, so at my store, there's an NMD pack that's coming out. It's two NMD R1s, prime knit. There's a tan colorway and a gray one that's coming out.
Tan?
The tan, it's called the linen.
Oof, I really like both of them. They're really, really cool. As well as a CD Sox 2 pack that's coming out. A big fan of the CD Sox 2. Unfortunately, not too much of this color.
Okay.
I really like the circle thing on the top of the Ronin.
Okay.
Like the circular knitting on the top of the Ronin, if you guys know what I mean.
Kind of like an outline border kind
of
deal.
On the upper of the shoe. Whereas the black and the gray that are dropping don't have it, so whatever. Chloe, you have a question?
Chloe's raising his hand.
This tan thing. Just, yeah.
Think Oxford tan R1.
No, yeah. It's extremely gum color.
Yes. Oh, really?
It's gum sole color-ish.
Does it have a sock upper?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a prime knit.
So it's like that French pair, but
yes.
More French beige, yeah.
Rubberish.
Yes, tan. But more gum color. Like it's, you see like rubber-ish? A gum sole? Like the color of a gum sole.
Elastic.
That's what it is. If that makes sense.
Ooh, that sounds fire.
Yeah.
Yo, it's sick.
There's
it's
that. Really sick.
Linen.
There's also Sneaker Boy and Wish collabed on the Sneaker Exchange Consortium sneaker that dropped last week in Australia. It's a pack of a Pure Boost and a Climacool. It's dropping this weekend in all Consortium's account.
Okay.
This put me in a situation where one evening this week, I lay down in bed, I opened YouTube, and I watched about an hour and a half of Pure Boost reviews.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Because I was like...
You're considering getting a pair.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I feel like it's crazy. I don't have a shoe that glows in the dark. I don't have a Pure Boost. Yeah. I hear that it's like a really supportive running sneaker, if we could say. I really like that burrito sole, and the lacing reminds me a lot of the Yeezy. It's definitely like a crazy shoe. It has like those like heel counters like in the back. It's super dope. So I watched tons of reviews of Pure Boost in general because I wanted to get my thing straight on the... The sizing,
okay,
and the fit, and so I guess they're releasing in Montreal as well at OTH, Livestock, Haven, like stuff like that. They're really, really dope. They come also with a Climacool. It's all based off of a jellyfish.
Oh, so cool!
They're all white, but they glow in the dark. It's super dope. But what's crazier? It's the coats of arm pack that we discussed last week in the pod.
The Overkill.
Yeah, they're releasing an Overkill this weekend, next week in all Consortium accounts.
Okay, like for the record, the 9317 version, amazing, but that ADV,
it's crazier.
So nice.
I like both, but
I kind of prefer the ADV than the Boost model.
They're both sick.
The colorways, nuts. I love the stripes, how red they are.
Red, gray, black, and white is a killer. Every time it's like, it's such a color, a killer colorway for me. So
I think you have a similar pair of supports.
Guidance.
Yeah.
Soul Box Guidance, yeah.
So nice.
Yeah.
That colorway is nuts.
So that's what's going on in Adidas.
Nice. This weekend.
Anything else?
Nice. Did you see anything about the whole Kith times cross collabo with Adidas with the Ace 16 Plus Ultra Boost,
the Pure Control thing?
Yeah,
the pink color.
Yeah,
salmon pink. So I think it's fire. Have you read anything about like if it's official or whatnot?
Apparently it is official, and what I've read, don't quote me on this, apparently only 500 pairs in the world.
Pew. So that's FNF.
That's big time.
Most likely FNF.
For people who don't know what FNF is.
It's family and friends.
There you go.
That's for sure, family and friends.
500 pairs worldwide. Nice.
Sick.
That's crazy. Maybe you could tell the people what we did before the podcast today.
Yeah, so actually, there's tons of stuff that I'm going to probably explain afterwards, but it's my birthday next week, next Tuesday.
Oh my God.
I'll be a big boy. And...
quarter century.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'll be 25.
Oh my God, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Quarter century.
Turning 25, it's messed up. So Paul in Vancouver, my man Paul, shout out to you, Paul, IBS Negative on Instagram. He sent me a pair of samples because I think he got his hand on some samples a couple days ago. And he saw this one that really reminded him of me. So he sent it to me as an early birthday gift.
Nice.
So we did a little like unboxing thingy on the live, thanks to everyone who tuned in.
Now, you had no idea what
I had legit no idea. Legit.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
Like he got the box and he was like, what is this?
Yeah. So we opened the box. Well, we opened the carton and then opened the box. He actually took the time to put another box, just like a random box. And he threw in the sample in there. It's actually a super cool pair of See You Laters. He had kind of hinted me that it was a trail shoe, so I figured that it was a See You Later. But it's an execution that I wouldn't know about. And it's actually a for the people that don't necessarily know or are familiar with this, it's a Japanese company that's called Hike. They done a couple clothing line for women and some men's stuff last season, as well as some City Socks. Not City Socks, sorry, See You Laters, which I don't think ever came out in the North American market. So he somehow got his hands on this sample and he sent it to me. It's a really, really cool, like, tuxedo-looking trail shoe. Super dope. It has, like, it's a strap lacing system, so it has no lace. Super cool. I'm really happy about this. Another City Sock. See You Later. My God. It's another See You Later that I can put in my collection. I'm super excited to shoot those shoes.
It's really cool.
Yeah. They look fancy.
Super nice.
And it looks way better when you put them on.
Yeah.
And I love how he kind of tricked you with the whole... he sent them in a tubular shadow.
Tubular shadow box. I was like, no.
What is this?
They're not shadows.
He knows
me better
than that.
He put a big, like, Sharpie X on it.
Yeah.
Fire.
That's so sick. And I love this. It's got the sample tag on it still and everything.
Yeah.
So nice.
So cool.
Nice.
Super nice. Did anyone else pick up anything this week? Cherry?
Did I? No. I haven't bought anything in a little minute now.
Okay.
So, I mean, those gold 97s is something I want, but if it doesn't get in my hands, then it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And what else do I want? No, there's nothing that I'm like, no. The answer is no.
No.
No. I have a question for you guys then. So you're mentioning like the Jordan golf shoes.
Yeah.
So cool.
So both of you were trying for this shoe, right?
I would
tried
say,
late.
Yeah. It was like a let's see kind of deal.
Let's see. But if, let's say, Mike, if you had the chance to cart the shoe, you would have purchased it?
I would have, yeah. Just because it's so like, it's so different.
Okay. But
that doesn't happen often.
So you didn't get the chance to? Are you now hunting for it?
No, I'm not hunting. If I see them, if they like come through somehow, I definitely want to pick them up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You do it.
It's one of those. It's not something that I'm hunting for, but it'd be really cool to have in the collection.
Totally.
Nice. Don't you think, Lil?
It's not hunting material. Sorry. No.
Yeah.
If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
Yeah. Exactly. If I run into them into
the reason I'm not hunting on for my 97s, which I could be hunting and probably get them, is only because I'm trying to save money.
Yeah.
So if I have them easily, I know I'm going to drop it. I'm going to get them, going to buy them and spend the money. But that's why I'm actively not hunting for anything, because I am trying to not spend.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
it's hard.
Yeah. It's very hard. But that's why if they're there, I will get them for sure, but I'm not going to hunt for them.
So Nike Toronto, if you're listening,
Nike,
send it over to us.
Skippity scary. I miss hunting.
Do you miss hunting? Now, you've kind of been out of the game, not out of the game, but like, you know, you kind of took a
mic.
Step back a little bit.
Yeah,
away from the mic for a little bit.
I've been focused with work.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of shit went down and I'm just had a lot of stuff to take care of and now I'm starting from scratch and it's going to be interesting. I'll take some time for myself and we'll see what happens. Yeah.
Get back on the camera.
Back on the camera. Maybe I'll hunt a little. I think I'm due for a pair. I'll hunt those aspens.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Nice.
See, I think you taking a step back for a little bit and then coming back is going to make things more exciting. You know? It's like, oh, you're gonna have the love for the hunt again. You're gonna wanna get back into it. You're gonna wanna take your shots, like your crazy shots you take.
Thank God for my wife, man.
Yo,
shout out to Jen.
Yeah. She rocked. She got me some for my birthday. She got me some creams.
What?
Yeah.
Yo, that's
out
sick.
Of nowhere. Jen. I had no time on my schedule to do any moves.
That's so
and,
nice.
And she went out of her way and yeah.
She figured it out.
Yeah.
Sick.
Okay, since you've seen them in hand, what was your opinion on them?
I didn't even take them out of the box.
What?
I've been so stacked.
Yo, yeah. Jen, no, get on them for that.
No, I
think
I get
it's
it,
time. Yeah. I think it's time to pull them out.
They look good.
But honestly, they're still in the bag.
Really?
I have, like I said, it's just those white Ultra Boosts over there. That's about it.
Cut the grass shit.
The grass
You've
shit.
Been really
Don't
busy,
cut the grass
so,
in the
yeah.
creams.
Yeah, I haven't stopped. It's been 2 days now that I'm off, and I've got a lot of stuff to do. The only thing I've been doing for the past 3 weeks is take out the trash and change the cat litter.
And cut the grass?
You have a cat?
And cut the grass. Yeah, of course. My princess, Nala.
Yo, man, how come nobody's thought of making little pet...
sneakers?
Yeah, like actual, like, I don't know, like, if I was Nike, I'd make a little, like, a dog little shoe. Like,
yo,
wouldn't that be fire? You get a little Jordan one for your dog?
Have you ever seen a dog walk in, like, shoes?
That's so funny. It's the funniest
thing. It is
thing.
The funniest
it's
thing
adorable.
You've ever seen.
No.
It's not normal.
No, it's
like,
not normal.
The way they walk is, like... they're freaking out.
Like
it's like they're walking on the moon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
okay,
it's
that's
not cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's
and they,
nice.
They hate it.
Yeah.
Really?
Like, yeah, like for Bowie at home, I try
oh,
to put
okay,
these things on
it.
For like when he goes out in the rain or something.
He hates it.
Hates it.
Maybe little dogs don't mind like the
It definitely is funny though.
Yo, it's
hilarious. Definitely
oh, it's
enjoyable.
So cute. But
it's
imagine
like
a Jordan 1 like shattered backboard for your dog. You guys would take a walk together.
It'd be bomb.
That's so cool.
It'd be bomb.
He wouldn't know how to walk. He wouldn't be ninja at all.
Yeah, it's true.
I just think it's cute. That's for photos, true. For the photo ops.
For the gram. Do it for the gram.
You heard it here first, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been seeing pictures of dogs with Supreme sweaters.
So cool.
I've been seeing that too.
Yeah. There's a thing on Instagram I follow. It's Paw Kitter. And they make like off-white sweaters. They make, I feel like Pablo sweaters and stuff like that. It's really, really funny. I sent it to my girl and then she was like,
for
let's
animals?
Cop all of this. Yeah.
So funny. Jokes.
It's really cool. They take like really cute pictures of like hype dogs.
Yeah.
It's funny. I don't
Real
think it's worth
beasts.
Any of my money, but it's really funny.
Oh my God.
So.
Now pictures are starting to roll out of the off-white Jordan 1. Have you seen those pictures lately, Cherry?
No.
Yo, they look really cool.
Is there a Nike Air on the tongue?
There is a Nike Air on the tongue, but it's not on the top. It's on like the side.
Oh, that sounds sick.
It's super cool. It's different. It's almost like taking the Alexander Wang Adidas collab.
Yeah, approach to this. Yeah,
yeah kind of like that approach to a
cool.
Jordan 1.
Are you tripping over the wings?
The wings?
The Jordan 1 wings?
The wings. Oh. The like the...
Everybody's been messaging me about
they're like
that.
The gold ones, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really nice.
Those are really nice. I've been getting a lot of messages for that.
Yo, how you been, fam?
Yeah.
That kind of,
been
that
a
kind
minute,
of stuff.
Yo.
Slide in DM.
Yeah.
It's funny.
People sliding in DMs. All right. So I haven't picked up anything, which is kind of sad. But, you know, Chloe, when you were away, it was your birthday.
Yes, it was.
So yeah. I think we could all give you a big happy birthday.
Yeah, happy,
happy
birthday, bro.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, I wish I made a cake. I'm sorry. Next time.
Yeah, we didn't
plan
it. We
have better than a cake, though.
We have better than a cake. So, Chloe, when you're away, things happen.
Snap.
Tons of things happen.
Great minds come together and we think of you first. It was your birthday. You've been out for a while. We got you a little something.
Uh-oh.
And I think it's a little something you actually wanted.
Yeah.
Are
so,
you ready, Chloe?
Are you ready? Alex, maybe you could talk a little bit while I grab this.
Yeah. Chloe mentioned something a couple... months, weeks ago when he saw this shoe. He was really crazy about it. He was really crazy about
the other way.
Shoe.
Look the other way.
Fuck.
And then we found out that if he purchased that shoe, I would be able to keep a certain part of it and he would only keep the rest.
Oh, no.
So then we also found out that Chloe is a roaster.
Oh, no.
So we were able to sticker Chloe a pair of the Chinese New Year AQT Boost.
Oh, shit.
That box.
That box.
So I'm giving you the box.
No.
No,
I have a pair, too.
Oh, thanks, guys.
You got a pair too.
You want to pull them out? I gotta give you guys hugs.
Okay. Aww. Aww. Wait, I wanted to.
Thanks, man.
Happy birthday, bro.
Yo, you're gonna love these. He's still got his headphones on.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, pod hugs. So this is so from the whole crew.
Virtual hug from.
Oh my God.
This is from Chris too. Yeah, virtual hug from Chris.
I had to guess the size according to the pair that I got myself. So hopefully this is the right size. If it's not, well, too bad.
Yeah, oh, final man. Sale, by the way.
Final sale.
Holy cow, I can't believe it. Yeah.
Yo, he's going to take the shoes out and go, boom, that box.
I just fucked up the sticker.
It's okay, there's a sticker underneath.
On the bottom.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That box, though. All right, so close opening the box right now.
Oh, fuck.
Aren't they sick?
They smell so good.
They smell so sick.
They smell so good.
Oh, there's so much work.
So for everybody that doesn't necessarily know, this is the Chinese New Year 9316 in the EQT Boost, Chinese New Year edition, Year of the Rooster. Comes in a crazy wooden box. It has like all of those like Mahjong details.
Thanks.
Comes with its own like Mahjong.
Yeah, Adidas dice.
Oh my God.
Crazy. The shoe has like so many details, amazing garments. I've worn it like 3 days in a row. Like that's how crazy this shoe is.
You got a pair too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
You know what the best thing, like one of the best things about this shoe is? The insole.
Yeah.
The insole is so nice. Out of these shoes.
Yeah, man. So we got this for you as a birthday present, as thanks, like a guys. Welcome back present, and
oh my gosh.
Yo, we're so happy to have
can
you
I
back.
See it?
I think I got to give you guys hugs again.
Damn. On the break.
On the break, yeah. On the break.
Oh my we'll do God, more look than at this give us box. Hugs.
Yo, the box is fire.
Oh my God.
It's funny because like Chris and I decided to like go like Mahjong crazy last week, and we did some shots at my crib.
Yeah.
And before the pod, I showed the pictures to Chloe, and he's like, yo. Good picture.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, homie, it's your pair.
It's you totally your pair.
You fuckers.
Yeah. Yeah. God. Chris brought, this... like, he went to his parents' crib and he, like,
pulled out the Mahjong shit.
Yeah. He brought, the only thing he didn't bring was the table. That's the only thing he didn't bring. But he brought, like, the light. He brought all the pieces.
Yeah.
Yo, there's a lot of pieces to that
he
game
has a
if
table
you don't know
at
what
home.
It is.
Yeah, I know.
But oh my gosh.
Like, yeah. You got a cool pickup.
You guys went all out.
Yo, even the paper is Mahjong.
Yeah.
Which is super dope.
It's really, really cool.
Anyways, gosh. Happy birthday, brother.
Thanks. Yep. Thank you, guys.
So dope.
Chloe, just make sure you don't cut the grass in those, okay?
Please.
No problem. Gosh.
No problem.
But yet.
Not yet. All right. Maybe we could talk about something. That I saw something on a Facebook group the other day, and it kind of, I don't know, it kind of grinded my gears, I want to say.
Okay.
So what it was is, let me get your opinion on this. If someone doesn't show up to a meetup, do you think it is necessary to out them to the entire group in a way that they're like, this tag the person and be like, he didn't show up, and then everyone starts commenting, and it's kind of like a big gang up on one person?
Kind of.
You know? I find that a little... kind of shady, disrespectful. It
like
sucks.
Bullyish?
Yeah, almost like bullyish. Like, a guy doesn't show up.
Yeah, it's also disrespectful to waste somebody's time.
Totally. 100%, and I totally agree with that. But instead of going on to the Facebook group and being like, you know, this person didn't show up, every excuse, and shows like all their messages that they sent back and forth to each other to make sure it actually happened.
Screenshots are a bit intense.
Yeah, screenshots are a bit intense, but... instead of doing that to the whole group, why not just go to the admin and be like, hey, this guy flaked on me. I don't know if he's doing it to other people. And then let him take care of it.
Yeah, I think that's the best way to do it. Just mention it to the admin and have him banned. And that's it.
That's it.
Okay, so let's say this would happen to me. I would talk to you guys mm-hmm. about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't rant about it on Facebook.
Yeah.
For me... my problem is that Facebook is now a dumpster of information.
It's
in
crazy.
In all senses and places and platforms. I think it's okay to tell your crew, like, yo, by the way, bro, like, brother, don't make business with this dude. He flicked on me.
Yeah.
but to spread it out to like thousands of hundreds of people, mm-hmm. I think it's a bit too much.
I think the admin is enough, and that's it.
Yeah,
yeah.
But at the same time,
I agree with Cherry. Like, wasting someone's time is disrespectful. But then, like, posting screenshots of conversations and such, it's a bit. It's for me. It's going a bit.
Yeah, message the guy and said, "Look, you did me wrong. I'm gonna advise the admin about what you did."
Yeah,
and.
Have a good life.
Take it easy.
Exactly.
Please.
And it ends there, right?
So why did a situation occur where somebody's feeling
No, it's just like something that...
I just notice it more often than not.
Yeah.
You know, and looking at the Facebook groups, and then you have other random people that get on there and start commenting and like, and they like go hard on that guy.
Yeah.
You know, whoever the guy is.
I mean, I don't like, because sometimes it does feel kind of like bullying and, you know, ish, but at the same time, I don't know. Because sometimes I do read the screenshots and because I'm curious of what happened and I'm like, okay, well, I don't know. Because that would make me as a buyer or as somebody who might be interested in doing a business with that person. Mm-hmm. If I had all the information of how it happened, it just makes me more informed. I don't know. I don't know if I mind it that much. Because at the end of the day, the person did handle stuff that way. You know what I mean? So sorry, like you're getting exposed. Like, I don't know.
I just find it a bit crazy.
Like, are people calling each other names? And
yeah,
like... Oh, that's not cool. Like, it should just be like, look, don't do business with this person. I don't know. I don't see an issue really with a screenshot because it's like if the person wasted somebody's time and you handled stuff, I mean, it's a private message. Sorry?
It's a private message.
Yeah.
I would expect it to be, like, private.
But, I mean, I'm putting myself in those shoes. If I did that to somebody and wasted your time, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I'm trying to sell you my shoes, whatever, and that happened... If you posted a screenshot, I'd be very embarrassed, probably.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I'd be like, you know what? I'm probably never going to do this again to somebody because it's pretty embarrassing. But if people are calling each other names and going ham like that, that's not right.
Yeah.
Like,
shoes.
I don't read them, to be honest with you.
Over shoes. It should be between the seller, the buyer, and admin. That's it.
Yeah. I mean, I get it.
But the
almost
seller...
like eBay. You know, if you're doing a transaction on eBay, you're not going to go on a Facebook group and be like, yo, this guy screwed me.
Yeah, but you know? Again, I don't read all that stuff, to be honest. It's too much blah, 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 so I don't know how bad it gets.
Yeah.
So I'm just coming from a perspective.
Okay.
I don't know how bad people are treating each other. So, yes, if they're being that aggressive, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, but
I agree.
Chloe, Alex, you guys being, you know, on the Facebook groups for longer than Cherry, I don't know. Since you don't really
I'm kind of new
attention.
To this, I don't post. I just look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're such a creeper, man.
Yeah,
creeper.
I watch.
So I think it's up to the seller to tell the buyer to come to him. That way, the seller doesn't waste too much time either or anything. And if he doesn't show up, he doesn't show up.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, get rid of all that BS, you know. Make it on him to come to you. I like that.
I think Chris, we had a little like segment on
we talked about this
like
a little
bit. And like, as Chloe said, you make your rules. It's your shoe, your sale.
Exactly.
And if it doesn't work, well.
But it's kind of just the reality of how everything it is today. Like everybody's making like a TV show of their whatever situation. You know what I mean?
So yeah.
Yeah.
It's over dramatized. Like.
That's why I think Facebook. I hate it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The only reason why I joined Facebook was because Chris told me there's shoe groups.
Okay.
And honestly, I think I'm going to undo my Facebook account.
Really? So you're not going to get into the groups anymore
at all? I think the only thing that happens to me on Facebook is I post some shoes. I don't sell any shoes. Mm-hmm. And then I get some happy birthdays once a year. And that's it.
Yeah,
I don't go checking out people's shit, write shit on their wall or whatever it's called.
Yeah, no, I totally understand that. But you don't ever go... I know you're a big eBay hunter. Do you never go on the Facebook groups and look like... for some shoes?
It's been a while.
It's been a minute, yeah. But like, I'd like to know what you like and what you dislike about the whole Facebook group thing. Like, what I love about it is there's always a shoe available. There's always something available.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can find some crazy stuff. Like, Alex, you got rid of some shoes not long ago. You posted on the Facebook groups and...
No.
No?
Nope.
You did on personal?
My personal page, yeah.
Ah.
I purposely don't...
Let them come to you, my friend.
Appear... On this thing.
But I don't have anything against... It's fine. I don't have anything against it. I think if I was a person who'd want to buy and trade and do all that stuff, I'd be on it.
Okay.
I think it's great for people who... It just creates you know, the community talking to each other gets people. There's a lot of positives. I think the one negative is really the bullying or whatever that's going on.
But that's the internet in general.
Yeah, cool. I know. Yeah.
Well, I do like the sharing of information.
Yeah, yes. If you want,
there's some groups where
it's a great platform to discuss.
Or there, or I ran into this, go and cop this, or
yeah,
yo, this available, blah blah blah. Yeah,
that's what's really cool, and it's almost, and it's right now, right? If you want to post, you see something at Foot Locker, hey, everyone, come get this. It's available.
Yeah,
you could post it, and you'd have people there in 5 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, everybody, you can use it for whatever purpose you're trying to use it for. Yeah. Like you make it what you want to make out of it.
It was just the whole bullying thing that kind of threw me off a little bit.
Yeah. And you know what's weird when like older guys are like, and you know, bullying.
Like the older heads and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, with like small teenagers. It's a little weird sometimes.
And I find that, you know, a lot of it these days is like teenagers trying to make a quick dollar.
Yeah.
You know, and I guess maybe they don't value time as much as other people.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it. And the game's changing. Everyone knows that, right?
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Interesting.
Just something that I saw in a Facebook group and I thought I'd mention here on the pod.
I think it's nothing is worth trying to be like a keyboard bully or like it's like if
it's not cool.
Yeah, it's not cool.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be. It shouldn't be a thing.
Yeah. No, like, totally.
I hate it too.
And it, you know, sometimes it could lead to some crazy things, you know?
Yeah.
You could say one thing to someone and they could take it the wrong way and...
Yeah, you don't know.
They could either overreact or they could do something stupid.
Yeah.
You know, which
for
is
sure.
Not cool. Not cool, not cool. All right.
Just going to cut this up real quick because you mentioned the word eBay.
Ooh.
And this week.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Someone's something.
Yo.
So... I think one or two pods ago.
Yeah.
It was May the 4th, right?
May the 4th be with
so
you, my friend.
So we were talking about Adidas sneakers, Adidas Star Wars sneakers. So
your dope shot.
My dope shot. So we mentioned it on the pod. We discussed about May the 4th. And I mentioned a ZX8000 Emperor colorway that I missed out on when I was working at the outlets, and you guys like commented my face of like pure regret.
Yes, I think you mentioned it to me when we went out for breakfast once.
Yeah, so
he regretted it so much he talks about it all
I
the time.
I thought about it all. Yeah. So then the only shoe I could find on eBay. So for those that didn't get that episode, it was May the 4th. We're talking about Star Wars sneakers, Star Wars related geek stuff and whatever. And back when I started at the outlets, this shoe was legitimately sitting for like a couple of like coffee dollars. Like it was stupid. Jeez. Yeah. And I completely slept on those. And then I went to Switzerland a year after. I saw them again in Switzerland in an outlet. Didn't pick them up. Felt extremely stupid. And a couple of years later, I find myself like collecting ZX8000, and I can't put my hands on those because the price tag is getting higher and higher and higher. Mm-hmm. The last time I saw a pair was like in the 600 range for a collectible shoe. I get it,
jeez,
but it's like way too much for me. Sorry. So we have this episode, May the 4th, the episode drops. I think some people commented, whatever. But then at some point, I get a message from... one of our listeners, J-Lo's on Instagram, and he sends me a screenshot of an eBay post that's actually from Canada, like Hamilton, Ontario.
Oh, God.
And the shoe is a bid. It's like super, super low.
Okay, so things are looking
good.
I'll keep the
dollar quantity like
to yourself
out of this picture, whatever.
Cool.
But it's like... extremely low. And there's like 2 days left, and he's like, yo, that's your size. And I'm like, thank you.
Yeah.
Off to eBay, max bid this shit like a motherfucker. Like I'm like, okay, I'm willing to put this much.
Pew. They're mine.
I'm highest bidder. Like it stayed in such a cheap ass range, and like the time went by, and then the next day, Two days after, my phone rings 15 minutes before the auction is up. And I look, and I'm still highest bidder. And the shit hasn't moved.
Oh my God.
So it's legit 250 over starting bid price.
Whoa.
And I'm like, this might happen. And like,
like $2.50
over the bid.
Wow.
Over the starting bid price.
Amazing.
Yeah. So, and it's from Canada. So the shipping is like stupid cheap.
Oh my God.
I see that the guy is selling like a bunch of other Star Wars sneakers, but these are the only one in my size. And these are the only one I actually freaking care about. So I'm like, yes. And then I look at my girl and I'm like, babe, it's done in like 15 minutes. And I still am the highest bidder. And she's like, oh, cool. And then like, I didn't leave my screen for like 15 minutes.
So were you waiting for the last
few
seconds to bid a little
I know,
more?
Like,
that's where the people step
in. Because
I
know people snipe.
Of course.
So that's when like you don't get it. So I'm like, plurk. So I was like waiting.
So was your intention to bid a little more at that last minute or leave
it? I would have gone a bit higher than my max bid. My max bid was quite high.
Okay.
For the starting price. But I think I would have gone for just for the kick of it. I don't think I would have actually appreciated paying that much for it. Okay. I would have been like, fuck, I'm stupid. But then the price never moved. No one bid. And I won the auction.
Oh,
so I was like,
amazing.
Like, I'm like screaming. I'm like, whoa, shit. And like super happy. And then.
No.
Yeah. And then I'm like, pay now. Like, I'm going all fast. And the next day, I messaged a guy, and I'm like, listen, yo, like, I normally wouldn't do that. And I feel like the guy is probably, he could have been, like, super pissed. Because, like,
he canceled it.
Yeah.
No, because he could have made, like, so much more money. Because, like, we're going from, like, shit cheap price versus $600. Like, he could have made much more.
Yeah.
But I was like, yo, let me message him. Just tell him that I'm, like, the shoe are going to the right home.
Yeah. Yeah. He'll probably really appreciate that.
So I was like, yo, listen, I wouldn't normally do that, but I just want to let you know that I'm super happy I won this. Big ZX8000 collector myself. I worked for Adidas when I first started back in 2010. I slept on those.
You gave him the whole story?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's dope.
And I'm like super happy that I can find them in my size, dead stock, at a really good price.
Oh, they're
dead. And they're definitely going like at the right place. And the guy messaged me back and he's like, yo, I'm super happy. I'm excited for you to have them. They've been collecting dust in my closet. They're still mint. I'm happy you want them. Enjoy them. And I'm glad I met someone that loves shoes just like I do.
Yo, what shout a out good to that story. Guy.
So I don't know who you are. I felt like I should have messaged him, like being like, yo, let's link up on Instagram, stay connected, whatever. But I didn't.
Send him a
didn't
message,
want to go to fangirl.
No, but if like at some point, if you fall on this episode and you listen to the pod, just send me a message and we'll stay connected.
Yo, there are nice people in Hamilton.
Yeah.
There's
so
proof.
And I'm sure this guy
did
scooped
somebody
the must.
Say they weren't nice people?
No, dude, there's no, some stories about Hamilton.
But it's cool. Like I hope this guy scooped them up back in the days for cheap and an outlet.
Yeah.
And
I'm curious to know his story.
You know what would have been crazy? If he picked them up at the outlet that you were working at.
Maybe. But that's like.
Are they coming with a receipt?
No.
Oh my God. Wouldn't that be crazy though?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
That'd be a crazy story.
Same year.
Sorry.
Yeah. Anyway, so I'm super happy about those. And
when are they shipping?
They're here, actually.
They're right
they are in this
him.
Room.
Oh, okay.
They're special they're delivered.
Room. I can't wait to see them.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're actually going to do a little like live That's action part
live
two
action.
After the pod. Yeah.
Can I have the knife?
You get the knife.
It's too bad that we can't, you know, save the whole Instagram live.
You can now.
You can now?
Yeah.
Yo, I got to catch up. So we'll save it and maybe we'll post it later on. So
definitely.
maybe we could do that.
I have another like great Alex news. You guys want to hear it?
Yeah, more Alex. The more Alex, the better.
Yeah. So this weekend, I'm actually flying down to New York City.
Yo, beow.
For pew pew for an Adidas training. I'm going to be checking out some stores and how they run things to learn and take back for Montreal Originals and
so fun.
Learned so much stuff. I'm flying down with Asukar Baba on Instagram and Ferenzi, my DM.
Anna.
We're going to have a lot of fun connecting with the spring Adidas team, Joey Buzz, my man Jorge, and tons of cool people. So by the time you listen to this on Saturday, I'll be probably like working the NMD launch with the guys at the neighborhood store.
Oh,
such
sick.
A fun opportunity.
It's
so
crazy.
Happy for you.
So make sure you tune in to my Instagram stories. I'll make sure to
get
post
that roaming
tons of
package.
Stuff. Yes. Rogers hooked it up this time with Roam Like Home for $5 a day. And nice. I'm saying, pew. So, like, yeah. So, this time I'll definitely be posting for real. And yeah, so I'm super excited to go to this training in New York. It's like super cool opportunity. So, I'll be there from Friday to Tuesday. So, make sure you.
Friday to Tuesday.
Yeah,
wow.
It's a 5-day thing.
That's
yeah,
awesome.
Super dope.
That's can't awesome. Wait to hear your stories.
You're gonna
can't wait to
like
see your
pounds.
Stories.
What's up?
You're going to put on like 5 pounds over there.
Dollar pizza.
No, hopefully,
good
hopefully not. I've been doing good, dog.
Food.
Like, I'm watching myself, yo. Trying to.
Yo.
Take some dope sneaker shots. Like
I will.
Brooklyn Bridge.
You got that.
Purchased a new
you got,
lens
yeah, you
today.
Got a new
yo.
Lens. You're set,
I'm
man.
Winning, man. So you're winning. It's so sick.
So maybe you could tell us what kind of lens you got.
Got a...
So you run with a Nikon?
Yeah, I rock the Nikon 50mm 1.8. But after we met up with Calbi a couple weeks ago,
yeah,
I saw how he gets down on the cam. And the way, like, I'm still raving about just, like, the way, like, he got down and, like, shot my AQTs. And I was like, yo, what do you shoot with? He's like, oh, 35, 1.8, boom, boom, boom. And then we just, like, discussed. And then Chris and I had this whole conversation about how crazy Cal makes his pictures
Yo.
Come to life.
Yeah.
And I started to look at this lens, whatever, like it was on, it was a price that I was really willing to pay.
Mm-hmm.
But then in a specialty shop in Montreal, it was on sale. And I was like, yo, let me just go and grab it. And then I got there and it was like $10 cheaper.
Oh my God.
On in store. So
winning.
Like, perfect.
So yeah, after so, that, you went and grabbed a beer?
Yeah. So no, it was like 9:30. Oh, okay. So, grab the coffee, but yeah, so I'm super excited. I'm gonna take some shots, try some things out in New York,
super
learn
dope.
A lot, hopefully bring back. I don't think there's any like special things that I can bring back, but I'm looking to buy like a cool GR, like
yeah?
a cool color of a GR. Like whenever I used to travel a bit more, I would always like bring back like just, I don't know, some random ZX, but in a color that I knew was not gonna come out in Montreal.
Okay.
So I know there's like some EQT stuff. I'm actually looking for a baby blue EQT support for women. If they have a size 11, that would fit me.
Okay.
It's kind of sick. Mm. It has like a gum sole. So maybe that.
Oh, sick.
That'd be dope.
Yeah. So my mind is open. I'm willing to like try on new things when I'm over there. And like
are you going to have some time to like go around, do your own thing?
Absolutely.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you're going to check out all the good stores.
Yeah.
All that nice stuff.
I've never been to Kif. So Kif is like... Kif is like my first like target.
Bodega?
Bodega's in Boston.
Can I just ask you guys why you guys love Kif
so
much?
I just roll my eyes.
Because of Ronnie.
We do it for Ronnie.
Really?
Yeah.
That's literally why.
Ask Calbi why he likes Kif so much. He'll give you the same
like,
answer.
Do you guys have an answer for me or no?
I have... Well, I'm a big fan of the design of their retail spaces.
Okay.
Yeah, they are really
from what
nice.
I've seen
they
in
are
photos,
dope. I've
they
seen.
Are really cool like retail spaces. I like the way they do their stuff. I like their home brand. I like the way like I think Ronnie's a super dope dude. I think everything he touches turns into gold. Not necessarily like always stuff that I have had the chance to touch because
mm-hmm.
it's other brands, but whatever Asics, New Balance, he's touched.
Yeah, he destroys everything.
Like it's legit, everything turns to gold.
I like how he doesn't limit himself to
no,
like one
totally,
brand,
man.
Which
no,
is really
he's
cool.
Like,
spreads
okay.
himself out. Yeah,
it's really cool. I have a lot of respect about it. I don't know as much as Calbi does, but
oh, Calbi's a huge Kith fan,
huge Ronnie
major.
Fan.
Yeah,
huge
yeah
Ronnie
major.
Fan, eh?
Yeah.
Did you hear the story when he met Ronnie at All Star Weekend?
Yeah, he was out. He stayed at my house.
Oh, there you go.
Oh shit.
Yeah. God, he stayed at my house.
And he probably didn't sleep either.
No. He was on a high. He had so much fun.
I think yeah, he had a great time.
Yeah.
What
dope.
Up? So I'll be in New York.
Dude, you're gonna
very
have a great time.
Yeah, and I'll
kinda
be back
jealous.
Tuesday, the day of my birthday, and then the next day we're gonna pod, and then
yeah.
I'll have tons of story for you guys.
Yeah. Very exciting.
Yeah.
Yo, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've gotten to that segment in the podcast where we are going to read a little bit of mail time. Don't forget, you can check out our Instagram stories at the Sneaker Podcast. Sometimes we post up and ask you guys to DM us questions. And maybe they'll get read on the podcast. So I think we're going to do that right now. Alex, you want to start it off?
Yeah. We had a couple questions this week. We'll start things up with Willy Poutine on Instagram.
Shout out to Willy.
Willy Poutine. What's your favorite collab of 2017 so far?
Ooh. Collab?
Collab.
Wow. 2017. I think I got one.
Yeah, Mike, what are you thinking?
Kith Naked?
Yeah, the City Socks?
Yeah.
Which one was your favorite out of the 10? The pink one. The pink?
Yeah, the pink one.
Yeah, dope. I have to say the pink was pretty fire.
I have nothing. There's no collab that I was chasing.
Crazy
or
about?
Wanting.
Nothing? Yeah.
No. No.
Any
I mean,
you
I do
appreciate it?
Yeah, yeah, I appreciate like the call. Listen, to be honest with you, with these questions sometimes are hard for me because I only follow my own product.
What about
that
what's
I
on
get.
Your feet right now?
I'm sorry?
What about what's on your feet right now?
What, the Fenty slides?
Yeah.
What about them?
The Puma Fenty.
Collab?
Oh, yeah, super dope. Yeah,
it's
but it's not like...
Your favorite?
Yeah, like it's dope, but it's really not like... I don't... it wasn't in my head like, oh, this is a collab that I love. You know what
okay.
I mean?
It's just like...
Does that
oh.
make sense?
Yeah, it makes
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, like I'm not... but yeah, I only follow product that my door gets, like my store gets, really.
Okay.
So there's probably stuff out there I would probably appreciate. To be honest, I don't follow it. That's my answer.
Glow.
Yeah,
it's like this year.
That's collab.
There's.
You need to think about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Give
me a second.
You want to think about it?
Okay. I'm gonna say that I do like the Puma Kuji stuff. Like that's cool.
That is
that's
pretty
fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
People
yeah.
are excited about that. I
yeah,
think that's
for sure.
dope.
I really love everything White Mountaineering that has come out this
yeah.
season. Yeah.
That's what
so
I was
see the 9317. Why still I keep saying CD Socks? What the fuck? 9317 and the R2s.
R2s.
Crazy, 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 crazy.
Yeah. Super dope. Yeah. Okay. You want to go to a next question?
Sure. Well, Chloe, you have an answer?
Anything?
It's just I don't remember if it was this year. Remember those Naked Ultra Boosts? Were those this year?
This last year.
Fuck. Yeah.
Sorry, almost. We'll have to get back cool. to you on that one.
Okay, we'll get. Yeah, you can get back to us. All right, we got a question in from Exit Dell on Instagram. Go check him out. What's your stance on certain YouTubers in Canada who are notorious for buying shoes to review and then selling them after one wear? Yo, if they bought them, they could do whatever the hell they want with them.
Yeah,
you know.
I feel no ways. I mean, they're YouTubers, like, so I don't expect them to, like,
they're buying content.
Yeah,
you know? It's what they're doing. It's
yeah.
kind of,
and I mean,
their job.
I only have an issue if they're
like getting them for free and then selling them.
No, but just like any kind of false, you know, content that they're making. Like if they're saying something and they're not about that life or
okay.
whatever, then that's a problem. But if they're just buying it to review and do their job, and mm-hmm. that's fine. I mean.
Give like a thorough review.
Yeah, that's okay.
I think if it was like anybody else, we would probably wouldn't care. Mm-hmm. Or if they wouldn't make it public that they're moving sneakers, we wouldn't care either. But it's just because maybe they're voicing it out that they're getting rid of some stuff.
Yeah.
Are they like selling it resell, like high prices or something? Or
I don't know. Like
I'm not sure.
I
have no
sure
reference.
Any,
yeah, for that.
I don't know of any
myself.
YouTubers that are like. Doing something like that?
I think his question is just how we feel if they're just buying it to do the review and then getting rid of it, if that's
fine.
Yeah.
I see that fine.
No problem.
If you bought the shoe, go ahead.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to make content. Like, regardless of if you keep the shoe or not, well, thank you for producing a video that's going to teach
that's
me and like, show
that's
me about
it.
The sneaker. So I'm okay about it.
Like, because otherwise they would just be reviewing stuff that they're only liking, and it wouldn't help people who for other products.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
I'm sure like I would probably adhere to like, well, okay, so for example, like our buddy Ash Bash Perfection 7.
Yo, shout out to Ash Bash.
I feel like Ash Bash is literally buying whatever he likes.
Yeah, which
and
is
I
really
enjoy
cool.
this, but I also enjoy the more like up to date, if we could say, I don't want to sound insulting to anyone, but up to date like sneakerheads that are producing like. Reviews on whatever's releasing type
yeah.
of deal.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that because I need that information. Like, I love this information.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm okay if they want to get rid of the shoe afterward if you don't necessarily like it.
Yeah,
if
they wear it, so get rid
of
it.
Yeah, if they produce the content, well, thank you.
I have a lot more respect for someone who goes out and buys a shoe, reviews it, puts out content, and then sells it than someone who goes in, buys the shoe, and resells it like that. Like, without doing any work, you know?
Got it.
I have a lot more respect that way. Great question. Yep. Awesome question. Shout out to Exit Dell.
Do we have another one?
Go ahead.
Oh, that's an interesting question. Okay.
Go ahead.
From Bang Out. I might have messed up your name, bro. I'm so sorry.
That makes a lot more sense when I look at it.
Bang Out. Yeah. Bang Out.
Ah. I don't know. Yo, if we're saying it wrong, we apologize.
Like, yeah, correct us, yo.
Bengaut.
I like Bang IG. Out.
Yeah, Bang Out. So you're Bang Out from now on.
Okay, what's your favorite part of the sneaker, what's your favorite part of sneakers? If you could change one thing, what would it be? Also, what do you think about the business side of sneakers?
Oh, there's a lot of questions.
Yeah, there's a lot of questions. Okay, so let's go around the table for the first question. What's your favorite part of a sneaker?
Comfort.
Comfort, definitely big. Cloak, yeah. That's a good one. I like the story behind a sneaker.
Yeah,
the story, heritage the sells history. Me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we're talking about like an actual piece of the sneaker, I don't know if I could pronounce myself on that.
Maybe it's, tongue? Laces. I think maybe laces.
Laces
that's
do
like the first
lot
thing
of,
you
yeah.
see, you know?
Yeah.
I laces. Would say for me, well, comfort for sure, but even before comfort, it is the story. I was thinking about that today. Like, for example, those Jordan 9s I have. I love them because Tupac wore them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Sick.
Like, that's why I freaking love them because, like, there's pictures of Tupac wearing them. So that's just, I love that shoe.
Hmm.
Yeah. So the story is super important. Yeah,
same.
I'd say story a little more important than comfort, probably.
Yeah. I definitely wear a shoe if it was uncomfortable because of the story.
It's just so, such a good story. Yeah. You know?
Exactly. You just wear them a lot less.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah. They hurt.
That's a pretty vague one, I find. But let's try and get deep into that. What do you think about the business side of sneakers?
See, I don't see the business side as much as you guys do, Cherry and Alex.
Yeah. I have an opinion.
Go with it.
I don't mind it because I feel like I'd rather kids be, well, if we're talking about resale and stuff, like I'd rather them be doing this kind of thing because it kind of teaches them a little bit like of business rather than be like selling drugs or something. Like, that's how I look at it. Like, I'd rather...
That's true.
I find it kind of interesting that parents are getting... Like, I see clients all the time. The parents are involved with their kid. And the dad's like, yo, what's the resale on this? And it's kind of like... It's kind
of... Get out of my store.
It's kind of really interesting. No, but, you know, I mean, we all know I'm not like a reseller person. I'm not personally into that, whatever. But I think it's kind of interesting. I don't mind kids be doing that and putting their money towards that and buying and reselling and whatever, them then be selling weed on the corner of the street.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep. Good point.
It's cool. Like, I don't really have a problem.
Very good point.
And it's, we had this conversation like on and off mic, I guess, but also, there's a cool perspective to have about reselling, you like it or not, but reselling these days give value to your shoes. It gives an actual value to your shoe. I was discussing this with some friends this week, and like, you know, like you're looking at a Yeezy Beluga, let's say. Well, the price itself is $344.93, tax included in Quebec.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But is this the price you see when you look at the shoe?
Never.
Never. You're thinking.
But it's all monetary, right?
Yeah, but like you look down and you see someone walking in Belugas, you're like, oh, $700.
Yeah.
Ish, you know, so whatever, like. And it actually like helps people like valuing their choices and their purchases and what they're hunting for. So love it or like I have some pros and cons for it, mm-hmm. but it's also like an interesting way of looking at it.
If that makes sense. I feel like we could do like an entire podcast on probably reselling. But it's,
yeah. Yeah, like but the only issue. Sorry, go ahead. Yeah,
no, but we could.
It's just
we could, but at the same time,
like
it
promote.
Doesn't. Yeah, no, but. Promote or not, for me it's just like it doesn't state the mind of a sneaker head, you know?
Yeah.
So for me, like I'd rather like discuss about opinions and feels and the hunts and wins and losses than like trying to find a solution to not a solution, but trying to like look, maybe you're right, promote, if we could say, like, a yeah. movement that's that we don't necessarily like get down with.
Yeah.
And ourselves.
And no matter what, with resale, it's 100% monetary. How am I going to make the most money? How fast can I get rid of these? But anyway.
Yeah, my only issue with the resale is just it's hard for people. My phone was on, sorry. my only issue is just that it's hard for people who really just want the shoe and aren't in the resale game just to get their hands on a pair, like, simply.
Yeah. They want to rock.
Yeah, that's tough. And the other tough part is just that the opinions of people are not based, like, it should be valuable to you because you like it and, you know, you have, like, some kind of a reason behind why you like the shoe, like, whether it's story, whether it's the comfort, ABC. But it's hard to see people buying stuff because strictly because of the dollar value. And then it's not going to a person who actually wants it for a different reason. That's the part I have.
And sometimes it does go to someone who really, really wants the shoe. It's just a shame that they have to pay so much to get it, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
That's what sucks. But whatever.
Well, we'll go with maybe one last question. This one comes from Kusa Medusa.
Kusa Medusa.
That's actually Steve. He's one of our...
one of your employees?
No, he's one of our avid listeners, I think. And he's been to the last off-air event. And he asked us the question today. Will there be another off-air event? And if so, how soon could it be? Yes.
I'd like to say stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned, because I think we've been teasing this idea of hosting another event. And now that we have, like, Cherry with us,
we got the itch.
Cherry,
I think we're due.
I think we're due.
I think we're long overdue for an event.
You know what I would love?
Okay, go for it.
I'm going to just say, and this is just strictly my idea in my head, and I don't know if it could happen, but Foot Action in Toronto, they have like a little space that they use for like local people, like whether it's you have a clothing brand, whether you're a barber, whether you're, you know, anything in the city that's kind of like cultural.
Okay.
There's a space within the store that you could do a DJs, you know. So there's a space there. So I'm like, man, it'd be cool to have us maybe podcast.
Yeah, man.
At the event, you know.
Yeah,
that'd totally be cool.
I don't know if it's doable. I'll have to ask, but that
get
could be
the,
cool.
Get
that
the
could
logistics
be a cool
down.
Life. Yeah.
Yeah,
that so
could be cool.
On the stay tuned side.
Road trip.
Yeah.
We've been talking about a road trip too for a while.
Yeah. Well, the flight trip. Mike suggested Portland.
I said Portland. I've never been to Portland,
so
you guys.
We'll flip the question back to you guys.
When do you want it?
When do you want it? What do you want?
Yeah, we what do you want it
yeah,
about?
Yeah, what do you guys want?
Yo, we should do like a block party.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
We've discussed this idea a while back.
Yeah, we should have like a block party little sneaker event.
I think it'd be cool.
Yeah. Like right around here.
Yeah. And I feel like with a block party, we can
Cherry's
get
backyard.
More people involved.
Yeah.
You know, rather than, you know, hosting wherever else.
Yeah, and that'd be something different. Get some DJs and stuff. And
DJ Sun.
I'm on it, guys.
He's our boy. Yeah. So stay tuned. We'll see what happens. Yeah. We'll see what happens with the next off-air part two.
So I thought about my collab of 2000.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shit.
Yo, close back in the game.
Yeah. Sorry, it took a while. But I think mine was my favorite one is... I think it went under the radar type thing.
Okay.
But it's the Wings and Horns.
Are two?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
They are pretty nice.
It was super nice. That, like, the white one?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Super nice.
Yeah.
That's a good one, man.
Thank you.
I didn't even think about that, actually.
Yeah. Totally went under the radar. But it's like, it's, there's so many good products that are coming out.
Yeah,
but
man.
Just like at the same time as like everything else, just like this weekend, yo, like if you think about it, it's like some major heat that's coming out on the same day from the same brand.
You got me thinking about the linens.
Yeah?
Well, I missed out on the French.
French beige? Yeah, French beige.
This will
you
replace
know what?
It?
This, for me, is better than French beige.
Hmm.
Can I give you guys one of my collab ideas?
Sure.
Of course.
You heard it here first, okay? I feel
copyright.
Like Rihanna and Puma, they need to do silk pajamas, like TLC Creep video.
Oh, God.
Okay. The blue, the red, and the gray. Like, you remember that video, right? Those silk pajamas. Mm-hmm. And make matching slides. Boom. Bye,
Yo, you need to make a call. And you want 10%, 20%?
You're looking at me, Alex, like I'm crazy. But that is, you know how fire that would be?
Yeah, that's legit.
We're going to start seeing it on the streets.
That's stupid legit.
So pajamas.
Like, come on. Yeah. Those three color, only those three colorways, matching fur slides. Yeah, I'll wear that. I'll wear that to the club, man.
And send one to Cherry.
Yeah. You'll wear that to the club?
And send one to Cherry.
I'm just saying
you
that's
earned it.
Yeah,
it's a good idea.
I don't mind if somebody steals my idea, it's fine, but I'm just saying we all heard it here first. I actually DM'd Rihanna, but nobody answered me.
Oh, that's too
did
bad.
You really?
I did. Yeah, I did.
Hi, you.
Hey, you know what'd be really cool?
I did.
Show me or it didn't happen.
What?
Show me or it didn't happen.
No, no, I swear it happened.
Okay, no, off mic.
Oh my God.
I swear.
She did it for real.
Yeah.
Anyways, maybe we could start wrapping things up. That was a great episode of Mail Time right there. If you want to send us anything, make sure you send it to us on Instagram or Twitter. You can get us on Instagram at the Sneaker Podcast, on Twitter at the Sneaker Pod. Before we go, big shout out to our boy Christopher Chu sitting on a beach with his family. I think we're all jealous, but it's really hot here. Like, it's muggy now here in Montreal.
It's been so hot.
It's been kind of crazy.
Can I give a shout out?
Yeah, of course.
I want to give a shout out to my friend Ryan Swanger from Texas. Who
shout
listens to the pod every week.
He's been commenting like crazy
he's
on everything.
He's so
we do. Yeah.
Nice. I don't know him in person. We never met, but he's, you know, just Instagram friend. And you guys know I'm doing this like initiative for helping kids for their graduation.
Talk about that. Talk about that a little
bit. Basically, I've been working with Tyndale Community Center, which is around the corner from where I live. It's
here
the
in Montreal,
highest,
yeah.
Here in Montreal, yeah. It's the highest concentration of social housing, and it's just a very poor neighborhood, and it's literally 5 minutes away from where I live, which is a more of a prestigious, nice neighborhood. It's five minutes out of downtown, right? So
yeah,
it's like what's that word I'm looking for? You know, when it's like poor neighborhood, and then they build a gentrification or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's that kind of situation, social housing, whatever. So there's this community center that's been there for 100+ years, and it's elementary school kids, high school kids. So I've been working with them. So I'm doing a thing for their graduation and collecting backpacks filled with school supplies. I'm going to put a brand new pair of shoes in each kid's bag, scientific calculator, notebooks, pens, whatever, and some clothes, hats, whatever I can gather.
Mm-hmm.
So it's in March 26th. I need to gather everything. I have most of my
May
stuff.
May 26th?
May 26th. I'm sorry. Anyway, so Ryan, shout out to you because like, I mean, we don't even know each other. He's mailing me. I'm getting them tomorrow. He's shipping me 3 backpacks filled with stuff. It's like, and
it's amazing,
shout out to Willis,
you know,
the barber, who's from New York, who is also an Instagram friend who I never met, who gave me $100 US. I don't know these people. It's the power of social media. It's amazing. So I will post everything online, and I plan on doing a lot more stuff like this. And yo, you know, as sneaker people and in this culture, we spend so much money. We buy shoes every week. It's honestly ridiculous. Like, mm-hmm. Sometimes I look at myself and I'm like, this is just absolutely crazy. I'm buying shoes I don't even wear. Like, I haven't even worn my white Yeezys yet. I haven't even worn my white because they're white and I'm scared to wear them. So I'm dropping hundreds of dollars, and these kids do not have like a computer to do their schoolwork on.
Mm-hmm.
I just, it's not okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I feel like, overall, this sneaker community is very generous. Every time I try to do something, people give. And I just feel like if you have never done something like it, like, yo, put something in the hands of like a kid who doesn't have much, and you're going to feel
amazing.
Really good.
All right. So if people want to donate to this cause that you're doing, where can they do that? Maybe DM you on Instagram or something like that?
Yeah. So, you know,
do you have an email?
Yeah. I have an email, cherry.mtl.0103@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram and maybe send me a message. I'm not doing any GoFundMe because I just want to let people know that last time I did a GoFundMe for that funeral I raised money for, my account got scammed. So, So, 2 people that donated like $1,000 contested their credit card thing, and they were trying to take the money out of my account.
I actually
closed my bank account. Luckily, the bank protected me, but okay. I got really screwed with GoFundMe. So beware, anybody who's using GoFundMe. I'm not going to be using it any longer. So I don't really have a way to collect money unless you just email transfer me and trust me. But I plan on, I'm going to say it here for the first time, but I am working on starting my own nonprofit organization.
Cool.
So the community center has, you know, knows people, and they're going to try to help me. And I would like to make like a Canadian national sneakerhead foundation where we do cool stuff for the community. Dope. And I'd like to be the president, and I'm going to make this like a thing. So that's what I'm working on right now.
Very cool.
You're killing it.
If people want to donate, they can get in touch with you. And if they want to donate money, get in touch with you.
Yeah.
Or if they want to, if they want to get some school supplies and send it over, they can do that too.
Anything you want. Just contact me and we'll make it happen. So
very cool. Well, where can people find you on Instagram?
Cherry.graywall.
Alex, where can people find you on Instagram?
At Suji Cypher Sons.
And my boy, Clo, where can people find you?
At Clarel.
C-L-A-R.
I missed that so much, yo.
I missed it too.
Yo.
You can follow our boy Christopher Chu at Christopher.Chu, C-H-I-U.
Or you would say at the Bragg Affair. Just
at the Bragg Affair. Yeah, we'll say
we
both of them.
We miss you, Chris.
I miss you, Chris, bro.
You can find me on air with Mike D on Instagram. And don't forget to get us on iTunes, Google Play, Podbean. Yo, last week's episode did really, really, really well. And it kind of blew our minds. So thank you to everyone who listened, and we'll get you back here next week.
Also, thank you to everyone who submitted questions for the mail time. Exactly. Sorry if we didn't get to answer your question. Keep submitting. We like having those questions. We like talking to you guys through those little, like, you know,
there's a connection
mail moments.
There. Yeah.
It's kind of cool. So it's really cool. Thanks to everyone. And we'll catch you guys next week.
Yeah, that's right. We'll be back
catch
next
me
week.
How about that?
Yo, check my Instagram stories this weekend, yo.
Yeah, he's going to be in
New York craziness.
It's going to be lit. It's going to be lit. We'll catch you back here next week. Until then, have a great night. Have a great day. Keep them laced. Later.
Peace.
Keep it fresh.
Peace.